All right, we got that in at the top of the hour. So we're glad you're with us today. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Betty and Nan, my two amazing sidekicks here. Nan right here from our area, Betty up in Michigan, but you come down frequently and you are with us on Zoom on Sunday mornings, which we appreciate. And I think today we got the last few kinks figured out on what we've been trying to do with Zoom, and that is to be able to put the words to the music up there very clearly so everybody can worship in your own home, wherever you are. And we have the whole service, about a 90-minute service, up there. So if you want to be a part of Zoom, send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. That's our prayer line. I'm going to ask you, Nan, to talk about the prayer line, and Betty to talk about our Go Yard show in just a minute. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Say, please add me to the Zoom list on Saturdays, because we send out a list and say, here's the link to catch it on Sunday morning at 10. So, Nan, would you mention just briefly the prayer line, please, and why we have it and how to access it?
Well, the prayer line is a very powerful tool that God is using through our ministry. People's lives are being changed. People's being healed of big thing, cancers, other types of things, all types of things. Nothing's too large or too small to write in about. They just send in their prayer. Betty or Pastor Jim pick up that prayer that they have, the request, make a prayer to go with that request, and then send it out to the prayer team, and then we bind together and pray the same prayer over that situation. If people want to be on the prayer team, they can also send in that request also to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And either way, just send it in and we'll take care of it.
Absolutely. Betty, you and Pastor Jim, you guys, you do such a great job with sending all the prayers out. The answers to prayer are constant. It's every week. There's all kinds of requests that come in and all kinds of answers. Would you agree with that, Betty?
Well, you know, that is the unique thing about is that the praise reports are like the prayer will be sent out, praise comes in. The prayer sent out, the praise comes in. Because it's one of those magical moments where it's immediate. It just, and you know, yes, there are times when God does not answer immediately, but it just seems like in these last few weeks, I mean, I give him the glory. I mean, as soon as he sends a prayer report out, you inquire and say, hey, how's so-and-so doing? Well, believe it or not, would you believe it's a miracle? And I said, yes,
yeah,
I
yeah, we would, wouldn't we?
And we, Pastor Jim and I, and we enjoy sending out those praise reports,
yes,
because that's just giving God all the glory. Because bless his heart, he's working overtime.
Bless God's heart.
He's working overtime on our behalf.
He certainly is. And you know what? We give him all the glory and praise. I mean, we love doing the show. I look forward to it every single week to be here, and I look forward to our Thursday night show. So, Betty, comment on Go Yard, because you and Nan both called in this week, and people can call in. That's a call-in show. This one is not. But you can call in with questions or comments. And why would they want to?
Well, I think that this show, Go Yard, is a today's perspective on a lot of the things that we are facing as people. It talks about, you know, you've talked about depression, you've talked about, you know, setting boundaries, you've talked about the COVID calamity and how to deal with that. And it's just so informative. It is so helpful that once you listen, you have to listen to it every week, because usually it's a continuance.
Seems to be that way.
So much to talk about and so much to cover.
Right.
And it's just, we are blessed to be able to have you on Fan Talk on Thursday nights at 6:08 p.m. because it gives us an opportunity to get home, you know, maybe get a little bite to eat and then tune in and maybe eat, you know, while you're listening, because, you know, Dr. Angel, you know, our licensed mental health counselor and PhD, she, you know what, she is just fantastic.
She is.
I just wish that more people would, you know, take advantage of her abilities to be able to talk through things that we have a hard time understanding. She's a mighty woman of God too, which makes that even greater, because you may get a little bit of God's perspective. But that show is just amazes me every week that you guys come up with new material.
Well, and you know what's even more amazing to me is that we really just have a concept, and we will say, like this past week, well, let's talk about how to endure in the midst of all that's going on. That's all we said for the planning of the show. And we were laughing about it when we walked in, because it's really God. Honestly, it is. It's a life coaching show. It's not scripture coming out. It's not that. It's a life coaching show, but God is the one who puts all those thoughts in our hearts. He gets the glory and praise for that show. I want to give him the glory, because our preparation is so minimal, it's ridiculous. So,
but you know what? You always say it's not scripted, and it usually isn't.
Oh, no, it's not scripted.
Those things where you guys just tag team off of each other.
Yeah.
You're a great team, and, you know, God is at the center at that show and of this one, and that's what makes it so great.
Well, praise God. We thank you for that. And listen to this song, one of our favorites around here, "Who You Say I Am" by Hillsong. We love this song. Who does God say you are?
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I. Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a
yes, you are. If you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you are a child of God. Yes, you are. That's who you are. John chapter 8, verse 12, after he said to the woman. Yes,
Pastor,
go ahead. Go ahead, Dan.
I want to share a point that was written about our last passage, actually. You may feel like you've sinned so much that you can never be forgiven by me. Precious one, please know and remember, I gave my life, my very life, for you to be set free. You could never have done such a thing that you can't be forgiven by me. I love you so very much, precious one. Will you accept my gift of forgiveness to be free? Love, Jesus Christ.
You want to amplify on that, Nan? What's all that mean to you?
Well, that means to me that we can never have gone so far or done so bad or done so terrible that it cannot be forgiven by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, the secret is, and Betty kind of tagged on that a little bit earlier, we have to be able to forgive ourselves.
Right.
And that's where it gets really tough, you know, because we ask him, as she said, we ask him to forgive us our sins, and it's gone. In his eyes, it's gone for the east is from the west, and we know
sure.
those never meet. But, you know, in our own eyes, sometimes, you know, we don't seem to forgive ourselves. I know that I've had that problem at times, and, you know, it's like, I just beat myself up forever. And he's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Why are you beating yourself up? I forgave you. Forgive you. You well, forgive you. I forgive you.
Exactly.
You know?
And that, what you're saying, goes right along with John chapter 8, verse 10. Jesus raises himself up, and he says to the woman, woman, where are your accusers? Has no man condemned you? She answered, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go on your way, and from now on sin no more. And then he says to her in verse 12, and this is the third I am we're discussing. This is this. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but will have the light, which is life. And I believe this is critical right now with a thing that our whole globe is going through, not only with disease, but also with political unrest, with racial unrest, all of this. Jesus is the light. He wants to shed light on our attitudes. And if we have attitudes of prejudice, if we have attitudes of looking down on someone with a different color or a different education background or a different sexual orientation, God says, hey, wait a minute, I want to shine light on those dark places in your life, because he who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but will have the light of life. Betty?
Well, you know, God is the light.
Amen.
What happened in verse 10 is that they tried to bring the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he brought the light.
Exactly.
And because he immediately commanded her to go and sin no more.
Right.
So in that circumstance is that no matter who tries to condemn you, that in Jesus' eyes, that you are, if you ask, you are forgiven, that there is no condemnation, that, you know, the light will always overcome the darkness.
Amen.
And that, you know, it's hard for some people to realize that, and I've heard a couple of people in the last few months say, I've done so much, there's no way he can forgive me. And I said, well, I'm not boasting, I'm not being prideful, but if he can forgive me, he can forgive you.
Amen.
And, you know, just, you know, when reading John chapter 8 and reading about adultery, it comes probably quite frequent, you know, there's a frequency, you know, among us in the world. It's one of the things that people don't even begin to think about when they do it. But God's thinking way ahead of you, thinking, my child, I have not forsaken you.
Exactly.
I am with you. I am walking with you, just like the prodigal son that, you know, it went and just did all kinds of things. But you know what? it was a prime example, but his father welcomed him back with open arms.
Yes, yes.
And that's what Jesus does to us when we walk out of the darkness. He's right there. He is right at the pinnacle of you saying, I need your help. And he is, and it's just a phrase, he's Johnny on the spot, that he's always there. And he's always
Amen.
Saying, I'm here.
Exactly.
I am here.
Amen.
And it sometimes blows my mind, some of the people that think that, God is so judgmental. He's not. He is the most loving person you will ever know.
Well, he is. And this example right here is so good, because this is when he chooses to present himself as the light of the world. After this story of where people tried to condemn, and Jesus said, wait a minute, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but will have the light, which is life. And so when we follow the ways of Jesus, what he teaches us, and when we accept that he is the light and we just need to follow him and walk in that light, it changes our whole lives. Nan, talk to us about that. When we're walking in the light as he is in the light, well, let's go over there. I started to quote it, but it's 1 John chapter 1. And let's look at verse 5, and then Nan, I'll come to you for your comments here. Verse 5 of 1 John chapter 1. This is the message of promise which we have heard from him and now are reporting to you. God is light. God is light. Genesis 1:1, and God created the heavens and the earth, right? And though he separated the light from the darkness, okay? God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. So if we say, verse 6 of 1 John chapter 1, if we say we are partakers together and enjoy fellowship with him, when we live and move and are walking about in darkness, we're speaking falsely. We do not live and practice the truth which the gospel presents. So verse 7, but if we really are living and walking, I'm in the Amplified Bible, if we really are living and walking in the light as he himself is in the light, we have true unbroken fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses and removes us from all sin and guilt, and keeps us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Talk to us, Nan, and then we'll go to Betty.
Well, walking in the light, I mean, it's such a cool place to be, and walking in the light, in my opinion, walking in the light, we do the right thing.
Right.
We do what we're supposed to do. We are people of integrity and need to conduct ourselves in such a way, And I know sometimes, you might get tired because you may see someone who's prospering. You're not. They are. They're not walking in any kind of light. They're serving Satan up, down, left, and right. But we're walking in the light, and we're victorious by doing that. I listen. There's a gospel charismatic teacher that I listen to her tapes, and one of them was, change your words, change your life.
Right.
And that has
been one
of the most dynamic, and I've listened to many, many, many of them, one of the most dynamic sessions I believe I've ever listened to. And that relates to me walking in the light, because after hearing that series, something would come up, and I'd want to say something to someone, and it was like God would check my spirit and say, no, don't say that. I continued to walk in the light. If I would have spoken incorrectly to that person, I wouldn't have been shining a whole lot of light on them.
Right.
And, they would say, and you say you're what? And look at what you said to me? And not to say anything bad, but just say something negative,
Right.
But if we walk in the light, we don't do that. We don't behave like just the people, many of the people of the world do. We are set aside. We're set apart. Jesus' light is in us. We are the light of the world. He's the light of the world. We're the light of the world. And we need to allow his light to shine through us onto the people. And they would come to a true, better understanding that this is really legit stuff.
Right.
Because they're still shining their light in the midst of whatever's happening in their life. they're still shining their light.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's look at verse 8 of 1 John 1, verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we refuse to admit that we are sinners. We delude. The woman there caught in adultery did not say, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. She didn't do that. If we say we have no sin, we delude and lead ourselves astray. And the truth is not in us, does not dwell in our hearts. Verse 9 of 1 John chapter 1. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just. I'm in the Amplified, which means right there, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action. So, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Betty, talk to us.
Well, you know, that is a powerful scripture because all means all. It means
it does.
A-L-L. It means everything. There is nothing that is exempt from it. And that's what makes children of the light so special, is because that we have a Father who truly forgives us. He holds no boundaries. He holds no afterthought. When you ask for forgiveness, it's gone. And it's amazing that, you know, God is, sometimes, you know, Pastor and Dan, it's really hard to put into words sometimes the faithfulness that God has for us. Is that sometimes we take for granted, you know, we do things, and I know there's times that I've done something that I shouldn't have. I said something maybe disrespectful to someone, and then I go on, and God then will remind me, well, you remember when you said that about so-and-so? Do you remember that? It's like, oh, you brought that back to my remembrance.
He tends to do that, doesn't he?
Yeah, just periodically, yeah, especially mm-hmm. when one forgets. And I always talk it up to old age. But, you know, God, again, brings it to our remembrance. Remember when you did that? Yeah. Oops. Okay, God, I'm really sorry. I really am trying to be a good disciple. And I have to say this a lot is, you know, God, I am a disciple. I am a child of the light. I am a child of the King, and thank goodness that I've walked out of darkness and into the light, because it sure makes things a lot easier when you're walking on this earth to be a child of the King.
Oh, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Can I tag on that?
Yeah.
Can I tag on that? You know, I agree with you totally, Betty. You know, and I have made statements to people actually somewhat recently, but, you know, I don't know how people who don't have Jesus as Lord of their life deal with some issues they deal with.
Right.
You know, as Christians, we have problems and issues just like everybody else on the face of the earth. And if I had to face issues that would come up in my life without having Jesus and God helping me, I don't know how I would do it.
Right.
I feel for people who have struggles, who have problems, who have difficulties, problems with their marriage, their finances, physical, whatever's going on, and they don't have God to help them. I don't know how they do it. I do not know how they do it.
I agree. We've got to learn to walk in the light of his presence. It's not easy sometimes for a lot of us because we're used to doing things our own way, and we think we're right a lot of times. But the light is found in the gospel, in the word. And going back to John chapter 1, verse 4, talking about Jesus. Well, let's start with verse 1, John 1, 1, not 1 John, the book of John. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. People, when you, Jesus someday will be coming on this horse, and it's going to say across his sash, the Word of God, right? That's who he is. Okay, he's the Word. He was present originally with God. So he's always been there with God, okay? God the Father. And verse 3 of John 1, all things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. That includes you and me. Without him, we wouldn't be here. We're here for a reason. Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Because Jesus came to this earth and took on a human form and took on physical life here to show us the nature of the Father. That's why he preached these sermons and said, I am the bread of life. Or the first one we did a couple weeks ago, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Second one, I am the bread of life. And today, I am the light of the world. He's trying to show us who he is. Listen to this song by Lauren Daigle, Oh Lord. I think you'll like it.
Can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found.
That's a pretty wild song, but that's so true, isn't it? Wow, where our hope is. That's what's happening here.
I'm going to make your point, Pastor.
Yep, go ahead, Nan. I'm just getting ready to ask you. Go ahead.
Let your light so shine to all of those around. Your light can help others who may feel so down. I can reach so many through the light that you shine to them. They will learn that they, too, can certainly upon me depend. And, you know, I wanted to share what happened. You know, I don't know if you said at the beginning of the first hour, but my car wouldn't crank when we left the restaurant.
I did.
And so I had to, okay, so I called, and they came to jump it. They jumped it. And so we were talking. I had to sign off on it. And he said, I said, yeah. I said, I'm heading to the radio show. I said, we have a radio show. Oh, what do you do? I told him about the radio show and what it does and everything. And so I said, can you, like, shut it off and just crank it up? Just let's crank it up one more time just to make sure it's going to crank. And he looked at me and he says, I'm not supposed to do that. But you seem like a nice lady. You know? And so, I mean, but I was allowing, in a way, the light to shine through because I was sharing where I had been, church, where I was going, radio show for church show, you know, and
sure.
That was, and so it's like I got rewarded for shining my light.
Praise
and
God.
That happens with us, you know. That's a small way, but it was a big way for me, you know, and it meant a lot that that young man was so kind to me.
Oh, it did. And you know what? That's what we're talking about. So let's go to Matthew 5, and we're going to start with verse 13. Well, let's start with 12. Matthew 5, 12. Be glad. These are the words of Jesus. Be glad and supremely joyful, for your reward in heaven is great, strong, and intense. For in this same way people persecuted the prophets who were before you. So what Jesus is teaching on here is blessed. You're blessed when you're persecuted, right? It actually, he says that in verse 11. So we'll go back up to verse 11 of Matthew 5. Blessed and happy and to be envied with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of your outward conditions, that's the Amplified Bible, are you when people revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely on my account. Be glad and supremely joyful. For your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way people persecuted the prophets who were before you. Verse 13 of Matthew 5. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, its strength, and its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden under feet by men. Now, verse 14. Before Jesus has declared himself as the light of the world, he says in verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a peck measure, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all those in the house. Verse 16 is the one we want to concentrate on here. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do one of you have the Message Bible there?
I don't.
I don't either. Okay, but...
I do.
You do? Okay,
What you want, dear one?
Kind of between 14 and 16. Read 14, 15, 16 if you can figure out where that is in the Message Bible.
Yeah.
I know, it's hard.
Okay. Matthew 5, 14 through 16 is what it has in the Message. It says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand.
Yeah.
Now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven.
Boy, I love the way Message Bible puts that. So... let's discuss that, Nan. You just gave us an example of how you let your light shine a little while ago. Let's have some examples. How does this apply to our daily lives? Nan, you go first, then we'll go to Betty.
Well, we're all like little evangelists, if you will. You know, I'm not an evangelist. I go out to places and speak to large groups of people or small groups of people, whatever. But we're all like little evangelists out there, you know. And we need to share what we have. And when we let our light shine, many times we stand out amongst people because our light is shining into a world that's filled with darkness, you know?
Right.
And, you know, if you light the candle in the middle of the night, turn on the flashlight. I turned on my flashlight the other night to go outside. It just lit up, you know, where I was going. And that's
right.
The way we are in the world. it's not physical dark, but it's spiritual dark.
Yes.
You know, and we need to walk out allowing our light to shine. And, you know, I mean, and good things, I mean, this is not the reason for that, but good things do come our way. You know,
yes.
Like that young man who, you know, I had a feeling he wasn't supposed to, and he knew he wasn't supposed to. But because he defined me as a nice lady,
right.
As a nice lady, he agreed. He did that for me, you know.
Right,
and,
sure.
You know, people will reach out back to us. You know, I mean, I've had people do all kind of nice things because I reached out to them with the love of Jesus.
Right.
It wasn't to get anything. That's not what it's about at
right.
all.
It's right.
about being a light from God, a light from Jesus, shining that light out to people, sharing with them the message, the gospel, how they can be set free too. That's what it's about. There are fringe benefits, is what I would like to say to that, because there are times they will respond back or give, you know, I'm reminded of a situation. One time a lady was on the side of the road and her car was messed up, and this was many, many years ago, and I helped her a lot. I called AAA on my AAA. We got her towed to a shop, got the car worked on. I took her somewhere else, and she was like, "Why did you do all this?" I'm like, "Well, you know, you needed help." She sent me the most beautiful bouquet of exotic flowers I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Not expecting. I wasn't expecting that. I was simply sharing. I'm not saying this, look at me, because I did it. That's not what it's about either. But it's
great.
About, you know, reaching out with the light of Jesus shining in our lives. You know, she was so thankful that that happened.
Wow.
She was out of town, too. But she wasn't even in her own town. So she was from, like, Orlando or something. And to reach out to her, she reached back to me. But that just
That's
brings
beautiful.
Glory to my God, which is
yeah.
what it was all about anyway.
Yeah,
period.
That is beautiful. Betty, talk to us about this subject, because I think a lot of people get confused about what it means to be a light and to really try to live the way Jesus wants us to live, to present ourselves in such a way as that we are a good example. You know what I mean?
Well, I sure do. You know, sometimes it's hard to be a light of the world when, you know, if you're on the road and you're facing road rage or whatever. But I think sometimes being a light of the world is referring to possibly our testimony, is what you've been through, where God has brought you from. Because giving our testimony, and we had that as an example today in the church that we attend up here, is an example of faith that others can see. And one of the things that we can do by that is following Christ leading, is to not lose our desire and love for God, desire for his word, and a deep desire to minister to people, to show them, you know, how great God's love is, you know, we've been in, shutdown longer than most states have. And how we can show love up here is that, you know, a lot of the people had, you know, have been unemployed for many months, as they have around, you know, around the nation. And so we're trying to visit locations and businesses that are family owned and leaving more than just a dollar tip. And we had one lady come up and tell us, "You have no idea how much you blessed me with this money."
Oh, praise God.
Again, it's just being an example of Christ in the world today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what we have to do. Sometimes as hard as it is, you know, we've been through a lot. Everyone has been through a lot.
Yeah.
And we have faced adversity at its worst, you know, now with the unrest in our nation. It's just amazing how people are beginning to, you know, hate has become more of a word than love in our nation. And that's why we have got to be the light of this world. We have got to give them and show them Jesus more so than we have in the past. It's, you know, extending a hand to someone who needs it, whether they're red, yellow, black, or white. And that's where Beacon of Hope plays such a vital role in that community, because there is no boundary
right.
of who you will let in the door.
No.
You will love them if they've been there, if they were there 10 years ago and they come back, you love them as if they had never left.
Absolutely.
And that's
yeah.
showing the love of Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to do, people. I know sometimes it's hard, you know, we have some, we just have to be exactly where God wants us. And he is, I think he's using people more now because we want, we're so close to God because we've had to come closer to him because of the circumstances
yes.
that we've been put,
yes.
we've been put in. And God's love extends through us to be his hands, his feet, his voice, just like the disciples were, you know, in the New Testament. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to spread the word, and the word is love.
I totally agree. And piggybacking again on the McKays and talking today for the third week in a row about forgiveness, there's a lot of people who just want to scream and yell but don't want to really get down to the essence of how does this apply to my life today? Can I repent of prejudice, bigotry, hatred, hostility, unforgiveness? Can I repent of those things? Because that's what it's going to take for us to be the light in this world, Nan. I believe it starts with repentance. Lord, show me any areas in my life where I have not been walking the way you would want me to be, where my light has not been shining as good as it could because I've been bogged down by all any of those things I just mentioned, anger, hostility, prejudice, bigotry, whatever, going on and on. And Lord, show me those areas because I don't want to walk like that. I don't want to be that. I want to be the light. You know, we sang this morning, this little light of mine, right? I'm going to let it shine. That's my choice. I choose to let my light shine. It's like when you choose to turn on a flashlight, you choose to do it so that you can have light on your path. Psalm 119, 105, I mentioned it this morning. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Or it's the other way around. A light to my path, whatever. That's it. Psalm 119, 105. Nan, talk to us about that, and then we're going back to Betty. About being the light.
Well, I mean, we need to be a light, you know, right where we are. You know, you were talking about racist injustices, and I believe they exist. One thing I want to plug in here is kind of interesting. I'm in a collaboration with 19 other people, and a book is being put together, and I'm writing one of the chapters. I am the only Caucasian person in the group.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I think that's pretty cool.
I love it.
I'm excited to be a part of these dynamic people that have tremendous ministries. They're like powerhouse people. I'm like, wow, what am I into here, you know?
Yeah.
But it is so cool. If I have half an ounce of prejudice within my heart, do you think I'd be on the back cover and be the only Caucasian person on that back cover? No.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way we need to live our lives, you know?
Right.
I haven't always been that way because I was picked on in high school by some people. And, you know, it really set for a bad tone for me, you know? But, you know, God helped me through all that, and he will help us through that. We need to be the light of the world. He will help us be the light of the world as we turn over to him what we need to turn over to him. You know, we can't be a true light of the world if we're harboring frustration, anger, bitterness, bigotry. We can't be a light to the world holding that.
Right.
We just can't.
No.
Period.
You're exactly right. And that's why we're going to play this song that I haven't played in probably 2 years. People Need the Lord by Avalon says exactly what we need to hear right now.
Oh, every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who
Praise God. People need the Lord. Praise God. People need the Lord. That's what we've been talking about today, all through this show, that we need God like never before. We need to be the light of the world, as Jesus told us we were supposed to be. Betty, let's hear your thoughts here. We're kind of wrapping up. We're getting to the top of the hour. So let us know what you're thinking about all this today.
Well, boy, time has went fast.
Yes.
Well, that song kind of says it all. We have to remember that we can't go through this life without the help of the Lord. I'm going to piggyback on what Nan said a few minutes ago about if I didn't have the Lord on my side,
mm-hmm.
and I am trying with all my might to be a light in this dark world.
Right.
Because if I didn't have him, I don't know where I would be.
Right.
One of the biggest things I got out of, you know, today's radio show is forgiveness and how it can catapult us into a new dimension.
Amen.
Of living in Jesus Christ. And it's amazing what just asking God for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is by Matthew West, by the way. It's not Jeremy Camp, on forgiveness.
Okay.
If you have a hard time forgiving someone, listen to that song a couple of times because it puts things in a different perspective. There's no condemnation in that song because that's where Satan wants to keep you. And it's time, people, to let go of your inhibitions. It's time to step out of your comfort zone. And it's time to be the light of the world because that's where God needs you the most. Sometimes people say, well, I don't know what my purpose is in life. Well, one of the things, first of all, is to say, God, help me. Help me to understand where you want me to be. What is your will for my life?
Amen. That's right on.
And you know what? He'll tell you. Yeah. He'll tell you right out where he needs you and what he wants you to do through his word, which his word is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, people hear that we're on the radio. We just love God so much. And sometimes when you ask us a question, sometimes it's very hard to answer because we just have so much love, so much adoration for our God.
Yes.
Being the good father that he is.
Yes.
My recommendation, get in the word.
Yes.
Get in the word and stay there. Get it deep down inside of you, as you've told us, you know, time and time again. Get in the word. Get it deep down inside of you.
Yeah.
Start praising God. Turn off the TV and start praising God.
Amen.
And it will turn your life around.
It will.
God will turn your life around.
It will. It will.
Praise God.
And I think, Betty, so many people think that, well, I don't have time for that, and I don't understand what the Bible says. Well, get with us. Join us right now in the book of John. It'll be life-changing for you. We're in chapter 8 right now. Also, it will absolutely open your eyes to the nature of the Father and what he feels about you. Go back and listen to some of these shows right here on podcasts. Go to tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go to Living the Good Life. That's the name of the show. And catch up with us in this series. We've been in the series about 4 weeks, maybe five. I think this is week 5 on this series. And there's more to come. And today is I Am the Light of the World. And God wants to change your perspective of him. He wants you to see him for who he really is, not just who you've heard about him being. He's not the accuser. That's the devil. He's not the one of condemnation. That's the devil. He's the one who loves you unconditionally and has a plan for your life, plan to bless you and bring you hope and a future. It's Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14. That's his plan for you, to give you a hope and a future. Nan, talk to us about all this. Oh, what a great show. You two have been amazing. I always love getting your insights as we do these shows week after week. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I'm going to share a poem. I see a world in disarray. I hate to see all of this. Hatred exists on all sides. This has become such a mess. Children, be the light for me. Shine your light upon those you meet. As my children shine their light, be it in a company, business, or in the street. Pray for what is going on. Let your light shine to others around. Let them, the warmth of the love, shine through. You can keep that, help those who feel down. And that's what we're to do, is to shine our light.
You know, just we are. And in that poem, it said to pray for people, right?
Yes. So, pray for what is going on, yes.
So, Lord, we just come to you right now, and we lift up the listeners. We lift up people around this globe, so many who do not even know they're being prayed for, and we don't know them by name or city or anything like that, but you do, mighty God. And so you know that there are many that are in despair. They are hurting. They are depressed. They are sick, perhaps. Maybe they're afraid of COVID. Maybe they're afraid of leaving their house. Lord, you know who these are, and you know the reassurance they need from you, that you are watching over them as a good, good father does his children. Lord, I ask you, without knowing any of them, that you minister, the Holy Spirit minister to countless numbers of people around this globe, releasing us all from fear, from anxiety over the future, from bitterness of the past, resentment from the past, and bringing us in, all of us, to a new day where we are seeking you with our whole heart, where we want you, God, to change our circumstances and to use us as lights in this world. We just thank you for this and know that you know all those who need this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You both have about 30 seconds for a final word before we get out of here today. Nan, you're first.
Get in the Word. The Lord, the Jesus is the light of the world, and the more that we're in the Word, which is Him, the more we're in the Word, the greater our light can shine to those around us.
Yes, exactly right. Thank you, Nan Watson. And even though you had a rough time today, you've made it. You got through the show and the service. Praise God. Thank you for your diligence and your faithfulness. Betty Thomas, talk to us.
Well, to reiterate, one of the prime scriptures that I learned first head on was the psalm that you mentioned a while ago, Psalm 119, 105. Mm-hmm. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Amen.
And if we hold that scripture close to our hearts, is to know that, listen, dear listener, you are the light of the world. Do not be afraid to let your light shine. Do not put it under a basket, because that's where God wants you. He wants you out there speaking and talking about what God has done for you. Do not be afraid, for He is with you.
Amen.
And we just thank you for listening today. Thank you, Pastor Marcia, for bringing the word again. Thank you, my precious friend, Nan, the lady on the side of the road, was able to make it and still be on the radio. Praise God.
Praise God. And thank you, Betty, for all your diligence and with us week after week, and how much we appreciate both of you for the ministry that you provide through this vehicle here, Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless both of you, Betty and Nan. See you again soon.
God bless you guys.
Yes, God bless you. So, dear audience, we welcome you to join us on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, Florida. You are welcome. We would love to have you. 10 a.m. Wednesday night, 6:15 for Bible study. In the meantime, if you'd like to join us by Zoom on Sunday morning at 10, just send a request to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on the Zoom list for Sunday morning, and we will do that. For those of you that need prayer answered, you've got a lot going on in your life, send a prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will immediately write out a prayer sometime within a few hours of receiving your request. Get it out to our prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, send a request to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on the prayer team. I want to pray with y'all. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Go to our brand new website. Just been up a couple months. Well, maybe 3 or 4 months now. www.bohmglobal.com. BOHM. It stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMglobal.com. Go there. Check out our giving page if you want to give financially to the radio or the missions that we are doing in Mexico, feeding kids every day, feeding old homeless people at night on the streets of Puebla, Mexico. Our radio station there continues to grow and thrive. And we just ask God to continue to bless this ministry that we are a part of in Puebla, Mexico, with our dear friend Enrique Zantano. And to all of you who just need some people to be in your corner, friends, to get to know, come to Beacon. God has blessed us. We're in our 19th year, hanging in there, 19 years, believe it or not. And God has blessed us so much. We give Him all the glory and the praise. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministry, Betty Thomas, Nan Watson, bringing you the word today. We'll see you again next week, 3 o'clock, God willing.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.